Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Would you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Good evening, rockaholics and Loud and Local supporters. I have got a great night for you. And when I say I've got a great night, I actually don't have much to do with it. It has everything to do with the music and tonight's special guest, who will be joining me in just a few minutes, Zero Down. Very excited to have these guys back in the studio. But tonight, I'm going to kick things off with BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week. And I got to give credit where credit's due. Kevin Deers of Metal Shop covered Loud and Local for me about a month ago, and he played this band, and I was like, cool. They're called the Pole Brothers. P-O, the P-O Brothers. You can find out more about them by going to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. They were featured as BJ Shea's Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday. They've got upcoming shows happening February 20th at Slim's Last Chance. And then their EP release show is going to be March 12th at the Sunset in Ballard. So check these guys out. Give it a whirl. Find out more by going to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. And then I'll be joined by Zero Down in just a few minutes. This is the Poe Brothers with Mask. It's the Rock.
Not knowing something don't mean it can't hurt you. Serious a fire coming down upon you. I've heard the lies preaching on the news. I'll tell you what I know. I'll leave it up to you. Give you all the answers, but I can't hear the questions. Mask me wide and stood, facing all my demons. Standing down before you, but nothing on your head. I love to see you live, you live to see me dead. We'll
KISW. It is Loud and Local. That would be BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local band of the week. Pole Brothers with their song Mask Parade. You can find out more on those guys by going to the Loud and Local page and clicking on the Band of the Week link. You can also see them February 20th at Slim's Last Chance in Soto, Georgetown. I now welcome dear old friends back to the Loud and Local studios. I'm joined by my Hellraisers in Zero Down. Gentlemen, welcome back. We got Chris, we got Matt, we got Huck, and we got Lenny.
Thanks, Jolene.
And we have the people controlling everything in the background.
Where are they?
The real power players.
The little people.
That's right. Oh, thank you so much for hanging out tonight, you guys. The new album is titled No Limit to the Evil. I've been tracking through it tonight, and I was just telling you guys this before we hopped on the air here, that I'll take my little Sharpie and I'll kind of put little dots like, ooh, that'll be good to play on the air, or, you know, maybe certain songs kind of pop out more than others. I put dots next to just about every song on the album. I just ripping. I just want to do illegal things and bad things when I listen to your music, and that's good because I feel like I'm getting a little tame in my old age.
Yeah, our plan is working perfectly.
Yes. The album release show for the new album, No Limit to the Evil, is going to be this coming Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance in Georgetown, because we love Slim's. Your support for this show is, I have it, Fallen Angels and Primal Times.
That's it.
Yep.
21 and over, get there early, enjoy yourself some delicious chili, and then rock out with Zero Down. I know you guys have been sweating getting the new album in time.
literally
sweating, and I had Chris in with my sister's machine earlier this week, and he was like, I hope we have the CDs, and then a couple days later I saw Lenny, and the CDs arrive, and if you're listening, you're like, well, of course the CDs are going to be there. But it's a big deal, especially if your label, is in Italy, you know, and you've got to get all of your CDs in for your album release show. But you've got it. They're here. They will be available at the show. Guys, I want to play as many songs as possible, so we'll tell all of our awesome jokes here shortly. But let's go ahead and kick off the show with the title track from the new album, No Limit to the Evil. The song is called Return of the Gods. And when I listen to this, it's pretty much like the gnarliest parts of the Bible at the very end. It's pretty much like all hell breaking loose. Would you agree?
I think we agree, right?
Yeah. Totally.
And that's gods with a Z.
Yeah, right. Yeah. With a Z.
Strive for epic.
That you do, guys. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This, once again, is Zero Down with Return of the Gods. We'll be right back. Welcome. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. Brand new music from our friends in Zero Down. The name of the song is called Return of the Gods. From the new album that's titled No Limit to the Evil, I'm joined by my friends in Zero Down. Guys, go around the studio, introduce yourself, and let everybody know what you do within the band, please.
Lenny, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, backup vocals.
I'm Hawk, and I sing.
Matt, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, and background vocals.
Chris Godey,
and I just play the drums.
Just the drums, just the drums. Oh, and I want to say congratulations on the sold-out My Sister's Machine show Friday night at the Crocodile.
Thank you.
That was pretty damn awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh,
saw a lot of old faces. It was
right?
Like a reunion.
A total family reunion vibe going on. Gentlemen, the CD release show, I still prefer to call it an album release show, is this coming Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance, along with Fallen Angels and Primal Times. It's 21 and over. The new album will be available to purchase there. As always, you guys, I don't want to say as always, because Ed Repka hasn't done all of your album covers.
Just two.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Lenny, explain to the kids listening, because right now there's like a 14-year-old, 15-year-old dude that's like starting to skateboard and get into the cool stuff and doesn't know what's going on. So explain who the genius is that did the artwork for the new album.
Yeah, Ed's one of my favorite artists, and collectively all of us, too. He did Megadeth, P-Cells, and a lot of their artwork. Death, Leprosy, 3 Inches of Blood,
yep.
Nuclear Assault. A lot of the thrash bands from the 80s, but we totally did
an iconic
stuff.
Artist.
Yeah,
an
for
iconic
sure.
artist. To the world of rock and metal, no doubt. What is that noise? Is that on my end? Are you guys hearing that?
I just hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, I like your style, Hawk. Okay. It sounded like somebody was opening a bag of chips over there, to be honest.
That is not me.
And
that,
I can't see what
it's probably my leather coat.
That's what it is. That's totally what it is.
I'm creaking over here.
It's
not my bones. It's the coat.
I thought it was my headphones cutting in and out. Don't you hate that? You probably had that leather jacket for 20 years and it still makes that noise, right?
Yes, actually, you could probably go back to a My Sister's Machine promo picture, and I'm wearing this exact same coat. And
awesome.
It still fits.
See?
Yeah.
Like that's
the best thing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk more about the new Zero Down album. It's titled No Limit to the Evil. The album release show is Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance. More with my buds in Zero Down coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. Speaking of values, my special guest tonight for Loud Local, Zero Down. I've got Chris and Matt and Hawk and Lenny. The new album is titled No Limit to the Evil. The album release show is this Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance, along with Fallen Angels and Primal Times. It's 21 and over.
Hey, can you say my name again? I love how you say that.
Hawk. I'm thinking, though, that
all beefy.
Yeah.
We do only have 4/5 of Zero Down here, so we got to throw a shout out to Ron E. Banner, bass player and working man who's not in the studio with us right now.
I'm sorry to leave you out.
No manners.
You're such a good hostess.
And, I know. But, you know, you really.
But I'm, you know, I get it. Some people have to actually get up at a decent hour, and I am sorry.
Well, we still have to get up at least an hour.
So
wait
we.
A second.
So we're not going to go stay out till like 4 o'clock in the morning after this, like the old days.
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay, all right. Okay.
3:30.
What's open?
Yeah, what is open? There's no doghouse or hurricane or there's nothing. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, right. It's where the
action
is.
You're nuking a burrito,
at.
Dude.
Oh, gosh, my body, my temple. Guys, let's talk about where you record. Recorded this album at?
We recorded at Jupiter
Studios with Martin Fevrier. Again, we had recorded the first one, Old Time Revival and Good Times at the Gates of Hell with Martin. And so
I see
it
a trend.
Awesome.
It's like an actual old fangled recording studio with a room and stuff. Like, you know, it's kind of amazing. It's very old school.
I was going to say, get techie on me. You may very well go over my head on this, but what do you like so much about that particular recording studio? And I mean, does it have anything to do with the board or the way it's set up or just the vibe of the studio itself? Why do you guys choose to go there?
Well, it's both the room, I think, and Martin. You know, I mean, We don't go totally old school with tape and stuff like that.
Because that's expensive now. That's really expensive
very
to do.
Expensive. Yeah. But no, Martin's great. He knows us, right? So we don't have to explain anything.
Isn't
right?
that it's, half the battle, getting to that place where somebody knows you and they know what you're going after?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
and when
cool.
When you're in a real studio, home studios, you can do really great stuff, but you can get a really great big drum sound in a real studio. And that's just a hard thing to achieve in a living room. Somewhere.
Right? Yeah.
I was very happy about that. I've never worked with Martin before. I met him a few times, and it was great working with him.
Right on, Martin. You're getting all sorts of kudos here. How long was the process? Had you guys demoed out these songs before you went into the studio?
Yeah, we had knocked them out pretty hard for months in the rehearsal space and everything. So we were pretty prepared to go in. So I don't know. We tracked it pretty quick, a couple weeks. And
not constant, but we're no Fleetwood Mac. We cannot afford.
Yeah,
we do not have the luxury of doing Tusk and spending 6 months in the studio writing a record.
Ticking over there,
right. 6 months. It was like 2 years.
Yeah,
I was given 2 days to finish all my vocals and squeezed them in somehow.
That's
so.
A lot of screaming, Hawk.
Yes, it was.
Damn,
I had a massive headache for a couple days.
Yeah,
after
I thought
that.
He was going to pass out on me at one point.
Oh yes,
the big scream in Return of the Gods.
Yeah, the first scream on Return of the Gods, I actually blacked out for a split second.
Really?
Yes,
that's
I
so
did.
Metal.
Yes.
That's so metal, Hawk. That's so metal.
A man will sacrifice for art. What can
that's
we say?
Right. Oh, that's right.
Right.
Now that's heavy.
My question on this, and I don't want to say question. It's more of a statement. You guys have always done with your records a really brilliant job of who you are live really comes through on your album, and I know that is a really really tough thing to accomplish. I know a big huge national bands from overseas,
right.
You know, to try and capture that energy of a live show and to capture it on tape, on disc, on digital format. Do you think that is attributed to your years together as a band and just playing so many shows and just, you know, the history you have to be able to do that? Because there are bands who are just brilliant live that still have good albums, but it doesn't have that energy, that fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think everything goes into it, right? I mean, I would say the biggest thing is that we know how to record in a studio efficiently with our time and not do too much, right?
Yeah.
Not do something that we can't do live, right?
Gotta keep it real.
I thought we were going
for Milli Vanilli, dude. What's this live shit?
I think it would be maybe easy to get in there, and then all of a sudden, you think of a band like Mastodon, who has everything. Gotta love them. I love them, but they have everything but the kitchen sink in every single song. Yeah. And then going, okay, that could be tough to replicate. How does somebody go, hey, rein it in a little bit, rein it in, whereas maybe somebody's going a little mad scientist in the studio?
Yeah, I think we're all kind of on the same page with that, right?
We rein it in before we hit the studio.
But before we go in, we know what we want to do and what we want to get out of it, right?
Yeah, because we worked really hard recording practices and really listening to the songs and figuring out the right tempos and keeping everything real consistent with our parts. And if you show up prepared, then everything just kind of goes smoothly, and then you're not struggling to try to write stuff in the studio and, you know, get all those kinks worked out before you get in there. And that's why it probably comes across like our live stuff, that we already know what we're going to do. You know, the same song that we recorded is the same one you're going to hear live.
Yeah. Our guitars are not even double-tracked, and most bands, you know, throw a million tracks on each rhythm section and everything, you know.
You know what that was, friends? That was a mic drop right there. That was a musician's mic drop right there. And then it walks on down the hall. No overdubs for Zero Down. I love it. 99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. I'm joined by my great friends in Zero Down, their new album. If you love metal, if you love hard rock, if you're randomly awake and you don't normally do loud and local because, much like Ronnie, you have to get up early. This is Loud and Local, and this is a brilliant, hardworking, hard rock metal band by the name of Zero Down. And if you dig Maiden, Accept, Crocus. I mean, the anything within the new wave of British heavy metal, you're going to find a kindred spirit in Zero Down, because you guys are certainly waving the flag in a really authentic way. Let's play another track, and I'm going to take a break from paying you guys compliments. Let's play another song.
Don't.
I know. It's so exhausting. The name of the song is called No Limit to the Evil. Any particular inspiration on this song?
Scary movies.
Scary movies.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take
They're
it.
They're all taglines.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Zero Down with No Limit to the Evil.
This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Poisonous, toxins through the soil, growing up.
KISW. It is Loud and Local. That is brand new music from our friends in Zero Down. The name of the song is called Devil's Thorn from the upcoming album titled No Limit to the Evil. You can get your dirty, stinking, grubby paws on the new album this coming Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance. Performing with Zero Down is Fallen Angels and Primal Times. I'm joined by Chris, Matt, Hawk.
That's right.
And Lenny. I wish I could do what you do, Hawk. I really do.
Years of practice. You can
right?
do it, too.
Yeah! That's it. It's a muscle, though, when you have to work at it. It doesn't just happen. And unless you work at it, you'll end up losing your voice. All right.
That does happen sometimes.
Another part of you, maybe.
Well, and the whole, Hawk, I know it's had to happen throughout the years where you're singing so hard that you have to go to the side of the stage to get sick.
That has happened a few times,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Rock and roll's tough, man.
It is.
You got to buck up to do it.
That's right.
It's not for the weak.
Exactly. It is not.
Exactly. So I'm stoked to have you guys in the studio. The album release show is Saturday night. Are you going to play the whole album or are you going to play Select? Oh, good. Good, good, good.
We're going to do it. Yes.
Just do it. Yeah. Just do it.
Every freaking song.
Every song. Even the ones with swear words in
them. That's right.
That you won't hear here.
I know. Well, we may still play them, but I may just have to hit the button. We may just do that. This next song, I was telling you guys, I really dug, but I was like, what is this leche? What is the milk of this? What I like it, but what the hell is this song about?
Well, Lenny goes on these great vacations. The last song we heard, The Devil's Thorn, was inspired by his African safari vacation.
Are you kidding me, Lenny?
No, I know you
went to Africa. So every time I see Lenny, we're catching up, and what's new? What do you have planned for the next year? And you're doing it right, my friend, because you are seeing the world and having new exciting experiences and just all leading up to inspiration for more Zero Down songs. But that song was actually inspired by your time in Africa.
Africa, yeah.
No joke, people. No joke. The man
culture.
Travels.
We're all about culture here in Zero Down.
Yeah, exactly. We pinkies out. Pinkies out. But no, okay, so tell me how Devil's Thorn connects to your time in Africa.
Oh, well, that one's about a poisonous flower that grows everywhere. So, not very...
sounds metal, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does, though. Like,
but it sounded good, though.
It's beautiful,
right?
But it'll kill you, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, those are all the great themes right there. Let's talk about this next song that we're about to play, Leche de Tigre.
Tigre?
I'll get it right by the end of the show. That's why you guys are here.
Yeah, so me and my girlfriend Carla and a friend of ours, Nate, went to Peru, and... So when you wake up with a big hangover, you get the milk of the tiger, and that's leche de tigre. So
and
it's ceviche. It's three glasses or cups full of ceviche, different kinds with the juices in it, and you knock it back, and magic.
Magic happens. Magic happens. I feel like I saw that watching. Yeah, I'm sober. Scary. Watching Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations.
Exactly. Where we saw it first.
And then you went and did it.
And we tried it out.
And so does it work?
Let's try this experiment. Let's get loaded.
And how did it work?
And wake up the next day with a hangover, and it worked.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Of course, we can't drink it after that. So who knows, really?
Causation, correlation. Right. We're all about the scientific method here in Zero Down.
Lots of research.
Scientific survey over here. Well, let's play the song because first and foremost, the song kicks ass. Not at Output, not at KISW, it is Loud and Local. Zero Down!
Big City.
there already.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. That is brand new music from Zero Down. The name of the new album is titled No Limit to the Evil. Prior to that, played the song Devil's Thorn. Also, the title track, No Limit to the Evil. And the first song, the leadoff song, which I really like, Return of the Gods. I'm joined by Lenny on guitar, Matt, also on guitars, Ronnie. Couldn't be here. Hello, Ronnie Banner. And Chris on drums. It's good to have you guys back. I feel like it's been a little too long. Has it been since the last album?
Before.
How long was it?
I guess it was
No, we were
one.
Here for the last album.
No, you were here for looking,
here,
looking
so
to start a riot.
It never happened because I wasn't here. So.
Oh, okay, Matt.
I definitely wasn't there.
And Chris wasn't in the band, so.
Yeah, me and Hawk were here.
Yeah, we gave Matt a shout out.
Yeah, we did.
I remember
right,
that.
They also said really bad things about you, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Not at 0.9 KISW. Some really important, pressing questions to Zero Down and more music from their new album coming up next. Hang out, Loud and Local continues. Not at 0.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. To find out more on Loud and Local, to find out about, say, BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week this week, Pole Brothers, go to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. You can check out so many podcasts. You can just waste your time in the most awesome way by checking out past Loud and Local podcasts.
That's not a waste of time, Jolene.
It's
no, come
not.
On.
It's not. I was just being sarcastic. You can't tell. All sorts of sarcasm over here. I'm joined by Lenny and Hawk.
Yes.
And Matt and Chris of Zero Down, the new album. It's titled No Limit to the Evil. The album release show is Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance. Supporting you guys that night will also be Fallen Angels and Primal Times. It's a 21 and over show for those that don't know Slim's as far as the way they work with shows. I busted out a question that I often ask bands, and I tend to give bands, well, way more time to think about it than I did with you guys. I gave you about a minute and a half tops, but it's a fun way to get into the mind of a musician and to get turned on to some cool movies. Selfishly. This is how I've got turned on to a lot of movies. If you could take any Zero Down song and place it in any movie, what would it be?
What came up to me, since I'm new in the band.
Chris. It's Chris, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Chris. We have a song called McQueen, and I thought it'd be awesome in Bullet.
Because
it captures that spirit of one of the most badass actors of all times.
One of the babeliest dudes of all time. Sorry. Got a little creepy on you there. I love me some Steve McQueen. And I will have to work on getting an edit or doing a live edit tonight of Steve McQueen. We'll have to see how things go. But good call, Chris. How about you, Matt?
I was struggling with this. How about, I got it, substitute Phantom Host for Radar Rider in the car chase scene in the Ralph Bakshi classic Heavy Metal.
Ooh! Ooh, Matt! Very good.
Evocative, huh?
Wow, that's good.
It's sort of a throwaway song in Heavy Metal, and Phantom Host probably is better than that song, so there you go.
Ah.
Nothing else in that movie I would even dream of saying that about, so...
Yes. I would say Return of the Gods would go good in any sort of alien type of, like, alien.
Alien?
Perfect. Yeah, there we
there
go, man.
Is.
There it is.
There it is.
I did it.
You did it, Hawk.
I was so stressed for the last minute. I'm back here sweating like, how am I going to answer this question? I did it.
I'm like, you guys are big boys. You can figure it out. Come on. All right. Okay, let me get my
what
paper
about Lenny
right.
Over here?
I know. I'm getting my paper because perchance Lenny says a movie I've never heard of because Lenny has great choice and great taste in horror movies and stuff like that. So I just want to be ready.
All right. Let's go with No Limit to the Evil.
Yes,
and the movie Dead Snow.
Dead Snow, such a fine piece of cinema.
Nazi zombies.
Have you seen?
Kill.
Have you seen the sequel?
I've not seen.
There
it
is
yet,
a
but,
sequel yeah. to Dead Snow. It's zombie Nazis. It's
geniusly
wild.
Titled Dead Snow 2.
Actually, I have a second one for my girlfriend because she wanted me to talk about Annette Funicello movies. So maybe No Limit to the Evil in one of the beach party movies.
Oh my god.
Totally.
Frankie and Annette.
Oh, yeah. My
Boogieing gosh. Down Perfect. On the beach to No Limit to the Evil.
That
That's
sounds like an acid trip right there, like something out of like a zombie. Yeah, that's true. I like all of that. And your girlfriend as well. That's awesome. 99.9 KISW, it is loud and local. I'm joined by my friends in Zero Down. If you dig what you hear, please, please go to the album release show this coming Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance. The name of the new album is titled No Limit to the Evil, and we're going to play another song called Phantom Host. You know, when something curls up inside you and takes over, pretty much.
Creepy. It's got something in it, right?
Yeah.
It's got
there will be a bleep at the end of this. The very next to last line, I can wave it to you.
Okay. I've got, and what's great about the new Zero Down album, you have all of the words. So what happens during Ted versus the FCC will be happening for Loud and Local, and That's it won't be the first or the last time. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. This is Phantom Host.
KISW.
KSW. It is Loud and Local. That is brand new music from Zero Down. The song is called Steve McQueen. After talking about the song and hearing the song, just had to play it and hit the dump button. Yeah. And hit the dump button. You do what you got to do.
They said a bad word.
I know. Saturday night at Slim's Last Chance is Zero Down's album release show for the new album titled No Limit to the Evil. You can find these guys on Facebook, and from there you can link up to their record label and where to go to find out how to go about getting your dirty, stinking paws on this new album, because it's really good. I mean, this album is just a great soundtrack to maybe being in the gym. Maybe... Maybe being in the gym.
Not us.
I'm not sure what that is.
No, no.
Sounds like a cool place.
You know, I haven't known what the gym is.
Who is this gym you speak of?
For like a good year, but I'm like, can get into this, you know? Or just having an awesome Saturday night or whatnot. So I've always been such a big fan, not only sonically of what you guys do, but the imagery that your music creates, you know, those, and I think you guys are fans of those bands that when you're listening, you are there, you are in the adventure, and that is absolutely the case with the songs on this new album. We're going to wrap things up with the final song on the new album, No Limit to the Evil. It's called Black Rhino. We're going to get to that in just a second, but I kind of want to go around the studio and be like, you know, final thoughts, if you want to apologize to anybody, we should maybe say hi to Ronnie again.
Hello, Ronnie.
Ron E. Banner.
Yes. Ron E.
We
Banner.
Wish he was here.
Hi, Vicky, back at home listening.
Hey.
Hi.
I would like everyone to come out to the rock show next Saturday and enjoy the new album in its full entirety as
You're
we
right.
perform it for you.
Yeah.
That is my shout out.
Yeah.
And it's all in all of its hellbound glory.
That's right.
Yeah. Indeed.
Oh, and a shout out to the sausage cheese roll man who introduced me to the sausage cheese roll. Thank you.
That sounds delicious and dirty at the same time. I will ask about that when I'm not on the radio.
Right.
Possibly illegal.
Shout out to our label, Minotauro Records.
Yes.
They're really great guys to work for. And yeah.
And a shout out to everybody who is still listening to us who we have not driven off yet.
Aww. Right on.
We're not trying hard enough, sorry.
All right, guys. It's always a pleasure, and best of luck with the album release show. And you guys are always welcome back. You're good friends.
A shout out to Jolene.
Yeah, shout out to Jolene.
Jordan's. All right, thank you. 99.9 KISW. I wait all hour for that, to be honest. I'm kidding.
Validation. Sweet validation.
Thank you so much for having
us. You're the best.
Honestly, thank you so
much.
And what you do for everybody in Seattle who's playing music, we do appreciate it.
I always just have such a fun time with you guys, and I love what you do and keeping the sound alive. So we're wrapping up Loud and Local with Zero Down. The song is called Black... Wait, it helps if I track up to the right song.
That would help.
Yeah. Are you about to put on, I don't even know what.
And I would have put on Steve McQueen again or something like that. All right, let's try this again. Zero Down to wrap up Loud and Local. This is Black Rhino. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.